Hi, I'm Wendy.
I'm Lori.
And we are small business owners in Northwest Ohio. We thought we'd start a podcast. Welcome to
Hot Topics,
Cool Friends.
Well, hello, everybody. Today we have Ramona Collins with us. We are so, so excited to have her. Actually, let me back it up a bit because I think it's now Dr. Ramona Collins, right?
I was given an honorary doctorate in music from the University of Toledo.
How did that happen? What?
I have no idea.
Were you so totally surprised by it?
I was because, you just go through life doing what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently people saw something that I wasn't aware of even.
Mm-hmm.
To their way of thinking, they felt I deserved it, and I'm not mad at them.
That's no,
cool. I'm not mad.
I think it was very,
cool. Was very cool.
Yeah, it was very unexpected. It's a high honor, mm-hmm. and I appreciate it, and I'm very proud to have it.
Yeah.
But Ramona, for the listeners who don't know like who you are mm-hmm. and what you do, why don't you?
My name is Ramona Collins. I have been a singer. Oh, my goodness, since 1968. I was born in Toledo, Ohio in 1948. And my mom was a musician. She played piano and sang. And she's probably one of the first piano players to play for John Hendricks. And I remember growing up how much music was a part of everything. And when I went to school and I was in glee club and I did this and I was in that and that, whatever. But I was always very shy. So the goal was to get me over my shyness. And I don't know, that happened maybe really in the 60s after I graduated from high school and stuff. I graduated in 66. And I was singing, because we always had music in the house, My mom played in church on Sunday morning. She'd take her shoes off and play the organ, In 1968, I decided I wanted to see what it was like to live in Toledo. I grew up in Lansing, but I decided, Toledo's not that far. I never wanted to be too far away from my family. And I guess even back then, I always thought, I don't want my family members to have to catch a plane or a train when something happens to me. I want them to be able to jump in their cars. And that's how I looked at it from my end.
That's nice.
When my mom died, I got home in like 45 minutes. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But that was the thing, to always be close enough that it wasn't mm-hmm. going to cause people a lot of expense to mm-hmm. come and see me or for me to go see them. So that's why I stayed in Toledo, because I get asked that a lot. Why don't you go to New York? Why don't you? Because.
That's good. I wish I knew you back then when I decided to move eight hours away from my family.
I was quite something back then.
you still
in,
are.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I mean, I was had a lot of fun. I've worked with a lot of cool people. Even here in Toledo, I've opened for, Gladys Knight and Patti LaBelle.
Mm-hmm.
Those folks are legends, And it's the thing when people ask you to do that, I always take it to mean they know how you work. You know how to work a big stage,
mm-hmm.
And I'm one of those people who believes that if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So I've always tried to stay ready.
Nice.
And that works for me, and I pass that along to friends. I mentor a lot of folks. And just share information with them, things that I've learned along the way. And I'm 75 now, and I'm just kind of standing here watching the world go by. And I still get calls to do gigs and things, so that's it. Because, as you get older, you start to wonder, okay, when's everything going to stop?
Mm-hmm.
But so far it hasn't stopped.
So. No.
So I stand ready, and try to keep doing what I'm doing. I sit on some boards. I'm on the Arts Commission board. That's my second term. I'm a founder of Women of Toledo. I'm a founder of Second Sunday Jazz Jam. Just always tried to stay busy doing something. A lot of it's related to jazz, but I've been in funk bands. I've been in Vegas show bands.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. Out of all the music you do, is jazz your favorite, or is there something else?
I like all of them for different reasons.
Okay.
I like jazz because that's the first music I was exposed to, aside from what they used to call just church music. It wasn't called gospel. It was called church music because my mother also played in church. But jazz I heard a lot of because it was in the house. I like everything for different reasons. I started working with Track so that I can entertain the senior centers because they can't always afford a band. But I also it gave me a chance to harmonize with another singer and sing a lot of old school music, music that I grew up with, because I don't really listen to a lot of music from today.
If you had a chance to perform now with anybody, even living or dead, is there anybody that pops to your mind? That
everybody that I would have wanted to sing with is dead.
Yeah.
I loved Al Jarreau. I loved Nancy Wilson, because those are the people I listened to. So mm-hmm. it's like when you grow up listening mm-hmm. to jazz legends and stuff. That's how you basically learn your craft from the originals, you know. And now, jazz is melded with so many other things. I mean, it's melded with R&B and blues and hip hop and everything. You know, everybody's putting their own spin on it. But I heard it in its original form, you know, because mm-hmm. my mother was a musician and. You know, I always was listening and watching and saying, wow, who is that? You know, a lot of those people are gone, mm-hmm. you know. But again, it's about wanting to experience different things with different people. What I loved about jazz was all the ladies were classy. They were all classy. They dressed a certain way. They looked a certain way, the way they talked, how they connected with their audience, all those things. And when you see that, especially when you're a kid, it somehow gets instilled in you, and as you go forward and become an entertainer yourself, that stuff stays with you, mm-hmm. you know. And even though I've been in funk bands, and I act totally different when I was in funk bands, you know, the way I dress. But I always try to dress, not revealing, but in a way that people would say, oh, wow, I like that outfit, mm-hmm. you know.
Or she must be with the band. I struggled with that when I moved here because we had to dress a certain way on stage. We were the band. And then I started going out to see all these bands, and I'm like, and I thought, you know, I was probably being made fun of because I would dress a certain way and all these people are in their shorts and T-shirts. And I'm like, oh, I guess I think you need to conform to.
Yeah, you still have to. That's a way that works for you, because it's like if somebody says, well, I want you to wear a strapless gown with someone, and you say, I'll wear something with straps, because we try to hide our flaws. Mm-hmm. See, that's something people don't understand. You try to hide your flaws. You don't want to go, and here are all my flaws on display.
With all the lights and everything.
Yes, put all the lights on so everyone can, and put this out all over the world so mm-hmm. everybody can see what I was wearing, and they go, oh, my God, what mm-hmm. was she thinking? You know, but look how girls dress nowadays. I mean, when I was growing up, even when I was young, we didn't dress quite that
revealing.
I remember seeing Chaka Khan, and I thought, what she wore, I was like, I wish I could wear that, uh-huh. you know, but it wasn't, there was a fine line, I think, sometime between, well, go too far and it becomes vulgar.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot mm-hmm. of what we see now, you like, ooh.
Nothing to the imagination. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
You know?
True. I think it's just the generation.
It is. And it's what people want. And it's what they're used to seeing here, you know. So give the people what they want, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And I stand over here on the side doing what I do, and the people still want to see that, they'll come to it, and I'll be happy, and hopefully they'll be happy. So.
Do you have any advice for upcoming singers or wannabe singers that you probably have given many, many times to people?
Do not smoke cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Do not smoke. Actually, don't smoke anything, but especially cigarettes.
Okay.
I used to have a really, 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 really high voice when I was in school because I could sing anything. It was great, but I was still shy, and I really didn't even realize my own coolness or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember that Mr. McCown would call on me, Ramona Collins, I want you to solo. And I would say, why are you always calling on me? Why don't you call on her? I don't want to sing, you know. And then I realized, I'm in school and he's the teacher.
Right?
You know, but that was beginning because I was starting to come out of my shyness mm-hmm. a little bit and stand up for myself or say push back if somebody tried to get me to do something, and I would push back. And it was really weird because I'm the oldest of 9 kids. And my mom and my dad like to drink a lot, putting it mildly. So my job was to make sure my brothers and sisters
put to bed and all the good things.
they didn't experience the madness, you know. Mm-hmm. But it was, all of that helped me, you know, coming to my own as a person who stands up for myself and for other people, because I'm also a child of the 60s. And I marched and protested, and I'm retired from my day gig with the city, with the state of Ohio, but I was a union steward because I always felt I can't let that happen. Yeah. I gotta say something, I gotta do something, you know. Mm-hmm. It hasn't really got me in trouble. It made people know that, oh, Lord, here she comes. songs. But at least I had, you know, I had a presence, you know. And being an entertainer, especially at this point in my life, it's still exciting. It gets harder because things keep changing in the world, you know, and I think about it, okay, my audience, I've got a lot of fans in all the groups, you know, color-wise, age-wise, all that. But things keep changing and changing and changing, and you often wonder, it's like, when will it stop? Mm-hmm. When I'm 80, when I'm 85, when will it stop? And then if you don't concern yourself with that, you think, okay, what am I going to do if I'm not singing? You know, and I never really thought about that. You know, I've written songs that I haven't done anything with, you know.
Mm-hmm. We need to do something with those.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, sure. I remember Mama would tell me, she said, if you write what you know. You know, but that was advice I was given when I was a child. And I still think that's true. Write what you know. I wrote a song. I'm a domestic violence survivor, so I wrote a song called No Love at All. Mm-hmm. And just talking about, and within the song, you can tell that I learned something. And one of the things I learned was that the reason he was violent toward me is because he had a fear of some kind. You know, whether it was that I would leave him, or just afraid of himself or whatever else happened to him in his life. It didn't even really have anything to do with me, but I was the victim. So, you know, mm-hmm. And that's what's in the lyrics of the song. You know, I belong to a group. We're kind of inactive right now, but the acronym is MUSE, and it stands for Music Uniting Sisters Everywhere. And all the girls play guitar and sing. I sing. I don't play guitar. So we were doing an event. I think it was for a royal house. Hmm. Anyway, we did a benefit for them. So they said, well, and the theme was temporary home. So they said, we're going to do something by Carrie Underwood, because she has a song called Temporary Home. So they're all practicing, playing and singing Temporary Home, and I'm just looking at them like, wow. Okay, listen, what I'm going to do, I'm going to write a song called Temporary Home. And I did. And that was the first time I wrote
it. And it's
a song.
Absolutely beautiful.
You've heard it?
She sang it to me.
She did?
Well,
yes, it was.
At the end of the song, everybody was crying.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, sitting here, my child here, and me, thinking about the way things used to be. I'm so glad that we are not alone as we sit here in our temporary home. Day after day, the sun shines more. Hope we get the best of what we had before. And I just pray it won't take too long, sitting here in our temporary home. And the bridge is like, we won't ever stop praying, don't care what folks are saying. Soon we'll be out here on our own. We appreciate the kindness, never knew that we would find this. With love and peace in this place, we have known.
I know, now we're all
okay.
And for you listeners, it is already copyrighted, so don't try and take it.
Okay.
but stuff like that, you know, and you know, and I don't read music anymore. I used to when I was in school, we had to read it and sing it to Mr. McCown. But I got up and started being in funk bands and all that, and all this stuff went out the window. But that's why somebody asked me, how can you write stuff if you don't read music? And I said, a lot of people write stuff and don't read music, you know. You just feel it. Whatever's in your heart, sometimes it just has a way of seeming, you know, mm-hmm. to come out. So, and that's what I do. And that song, Temporary Home, was a temporary home. I'm sitting here getting older as we sit here.
Well, you do a lot. I mean, I don't know how you remember all the things.
I don't. That's the problem. And Choices was another one that I did.
Okay.
There's a video online under that. If you type in Ramona Collins, Choices, it comes up.
Okay.
That's on your website as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Which, all I mean.
What is the website? Yeah.
RamonaCollins.com.
Well, that's easy.
All I do there, that's the only thing I maintain right now is my calendar, because that's what I must maintain. It's on my phone, but I also do it there.
Yeah, because you have a lot. I mean, you donate your time, as I know, because you're the first one I always ask, and thank you for always saying yes and... You know,
well, I think everybody, I encourage other people to do that. It's not mm-hmm. always about the money. It's about mm-hmm. how people feel about you and the things you do for other people, you know. And some folks get it. Some don't,
mm-hmm.
you know. Mm-hmm. But like you guys. I mean, I always have a good time with you, you know. I think the Hippie Fest
the other week, that was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yes, that was a good time.
That was a lot of fun.
Everybody was so happy you were there. We had a lot of different choices of music that night.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun.
So out of all your 9 kids, did anybody follow in your footsteps?
2 of my sons did. They were in a group called Laid Back, LADEBAC, and they were amazing. They were amazing. People still ask me about their album, and I'm like, because they did it back in 2001. They had gotten to a point where they were going to be doing a big show, and I was at the rehearsal they had the night before, and the folks that were going to, they had dancers, and the rest of the musicians were coming up, some of the same people that played for Luther Vandross and stuff, so it was a big deal. Mm-hmm. After their rehearsal, there were 2 sets of brothers, my 2 boys and a set of brothers, they're twins, Myron and Marwin. And Myron was sitting in his car up on Central in Detroit, and that's when they had phone booths outside. So he's sitting in his car, and somebody knocked on his window, and he rolled the window down, and they reached in and shot him in the leg. And he crawled across the street, and somebody came to his aid and stuff. So it took him, and it was the same leg that he had hurt when he was in a car accident before, so that didn't go well. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty much the end of things. You know, they tried to, you know, regroup and everything, but it was good. And it was funny because if people perceive that as haters, you know, who would do that, though, to stop? Are you that jealous?
Who did it? What?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm. People that do that don't say, oh, here's my car.
Yeah.
Oh, Ramona.
Call me later. Oh, that's terrible. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But, you know, the show business is not, it's different now. I mean, look at all the stories we hear about people that we had admired because we thought they were so great and the things they were doing for other people. Now some of that appears not to be true. Yeah, you know. But a lot of things have changed, you know. I think in Toledo, the music scene, when I first came here, because I used to come on the weekends, and then I moved here, and Door Street was teeming with activity. It was basically the hub of the Black business community and music. Mm-hmm. It was just ridiculous because I had never seen cars parking, double parked and triple parked on the street, you know. And I remember I had a cousin of mine who was a police officer, and he said, Moni, nice girls do not go up on Door Street.
Ah, darn it.
I couldn't wait to go up there.
I was going to say, I couldn't relate.
I wanted to see why, you know. Don't just tell me that. What's the story, you know? And I went up there, and it was just so much activity. I saw things I'd never seen. I'd never seen gay guys in dress and drag and all that. I've never seen that. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because my mother's biggest fan base at home in Lansing was the gay community. They treated my mother like a queen, you know. So I never had any problems with gay folks. I always thought, because that was my exposure to them, the way they treated my mother, you know. So when I came here, and the Twilight Zone used to be where Chevy's is now, that used to be the Twilight Zone. And I used to try to get guys, come on and go with me to the Twilight Zone. I'm not going to the Twilight Zone. It was just, because I'd never seen all this stuff before. I remember when I used to come here on the weekends, and the bus station used to have a bar in it. Some people don't remember that, but I do. And there were a lot of clubs and stuff, you know. And I remember once I came to Toledo's home, I said I came home, and this guy grabbed my bag, and we're fighting over my bag. And I'm like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" He said, "I'm a cab driver." I said, "No, you're not, because cab drivers drive a cab." He was a jitney cab, which means you're driving your own car. No.
Oh, gotcha.
See, that was before
he was
all this
Ubering
stuff
before
we have
Uber. Yeah, was
Uber
around.
Before we had Uber. You know, so we're fighting over my bag, and I'm like, "I'm calling the police. You don't leave me alone." So this is my exposure, you know, to Toledo. So when I'm living here, finally. The club I used to work at, the first club I really worked at a lot, the building is still there. The club's been gone for years. It was the Detroit Lounge. It's on Detroit Avenue. Mm-hmm. And back then when we did shows, it wasn't just Ramona Collins Band. It was a singer, maybe a male singing group or some other kind of singing group, a shake dancer, a comedian. It was a review, like Motown used to do. They had a lot of acts on one show for like $12.50, you know, something crazy price like that. And it was just, I mean, every time I look at that building, I think of how much things have changed, you know, because the entertainment community was just
thriving.
It was so vibrant and thriving. It was ridiculous. And there's still a few of us left from the old days. And we look at the way things go now, and it's very different.
Yeah.
It's very, very different. You know, but everybody, you know, keeps doing it. A lot of people. I look, a good place to just kind of watch the world and see what's going on is to just be on the internet. A lot of people on there, they just don't participate, but they're on there. They're watching what everybody else is doing, you know. Kind of like voyeurs. Okay, I'm not going to get involved, but I'm watching. See what you're doing. You know, they don't comment or anything. They're just, because I've had people comment on stuff. I said, I didn't know you were on Facebook.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
I don't really. Don't think anybody watches us at all. And then they're like,
we're at a funeral home. And
you actually.
Yeah. Are you that hip to the groove girl? And we're like,
You must be one of four people paying attention. Yeah. That's hilarious. Yes.
That's
yes,
funny.
I often thought, I mean, I think it would be very cool, and I know Lori and I have talked about this before, to have some sort of throwback concert with old school bands, yourself, whoever, you know.
Mm. And then the new kids.
And the new kids playing the, you know, Saved by Millions and Ramon, you know, kind of.
Because
kind of old school,
inspired?
New school. Yeah.
Yeah, like playing who inspired who. And actually, you know, charge a good ticket price, not $400 and. Don't even get me started on the
television. It would be fun. That's why I like the music I grew up in, because a lot of the music's still around. It shows you it's got legs. Because a lot of stuff we're listening to today won't be around 50 years from now. Mm-hmm. You remember what's going on was written, 52 years ago?
Yeah.
And
half
we still sing it.
Half of us don't even know what's on today, what was written today.
Because I don't listen. Yeah.
We're all doing the oldies.
Yeah, unless somebody does a remake of somebody's tune, you know, and then you go, oh, okay. You know, but it's different. You know, all the genres, I think it's different. I still like jazz. I always will like jazz, but I love to sing harmonies. I used to stand on the street corner with the guys. I was always the only girl because I was a bit of a tomboy, and sing until the streetlights came out, because we had to be in the house when the streetlights came on. And if you forgot, the neighbors would say, Ramona, your mama, you know you're supposed to. I'm like, oh, it's what about y'all mind your own business? Oh, it would. I mean, I'm telling you, it was back in the day, and I miss it now. Because, see, back then, you know, you felt like, why are these people so nosy? Won't they leave me alone? But now you miss that, because you remember the old days where people, it wasn't they were being nosy. They were actually taking care of each other. Because my mother had rules about where you could go and what you could do. And if I ever tried, like, to walk down the street that I wasn't supposed to be on, and one of my mother's friends would come out with her arms folded, Moni, your mama know you over here?
I love it.
No. What you going out to call my mama? She on her way home. I just saw her. I told her, you know you ain't supposed to be over here. Jesus Christ, people. But I missed that, because now it's like almost people are afraid to say something, or they won't interfere, and sometimes a lot of trouble might be avoided if people did say something.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's a different world.
It is a different world.
It's a different world. Mm-hmm. So it's my turn to ask you ladies questions.
Oh, boy.
What are y'all doing in terms of your podcast? How long have you been doing
it? Oh, this is our, Chris, we were trying to talk about this in the car. We've aired eight.
See, I didn't know you had a podcast until like yesterday.
I know. Well, we got to work on promoting that better, I guess.
I was going to say.
You're throwing us under the bus here.
No, I'm not. I'm just basic to everyone listening to this podcast. I want you to know this is hard to do. It really is. So I just wondered how you came to
how it happened.
Think about it. Doing it.
Well,
hold on. I'm going to just.
Nope, don't fight. Don't fight, girls.
No,
just take turns.
I'll let Wendy really answer the question, because Wendy always gets us into something. And
go ahead, ladies.
I just kind of follow along.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's worked for you
Wendy's
guys.
Wendy's like,
very
we're going to do this. And I'm like, okay. And
briefly, basically people keep coming in when they watch our lives and like, you guys should have a podcast. You should have a live podcast. And we're like, well, we don't know what we're doing. We tried it once, you know, and had some friends helping. And we just didn't, I don't know. Anyway, so Voices Around Us was on WGTE, and I caught the where you can submit your ideas, and I submitted it, and Chris called, and like, we hit it off, and he's like, this sounds great. Let's do it. Let's do a podcast about small businesses. And we wanted to interview musicians that we loved and became friends with each time. And that was basically it. And it's just turning out great. It's great. Yeah.
So see, I just got a phone call from Wendy. Lori, this is what we're doing.
Get ready.
This is what we're doing. We're
Put
doing
your
this.
Shoes on.
It's She's like gotten me into so much, but it's all been a lot of fun, you know? Because people ask me, oh, so you're doing, I'm like, oh, ask Wendy. Wendy got us.
I think it's cool. I told you about when, I don't think you should mind me sharing it with, because I'm not telling you who it is. But I was talking with someone, and we were just throwing ideas around and stuff, like, you know, like you do. And I said, because I'm always about groups understanding each other, you know, and I think sometimes, especially with women, Toledo is different, because there's so many things that are helping women to ascend, you know. And I thought, why don't you do, because she was talking about a podcast. I said, why don't you do one, something like, say, generational perspectives, because that pretty much tells you what the content will be. I said, but you have someone in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, one person from each of those groups, and have some subject matter, and just talk about what you think about this issue, that issue, whatever, and see how much things have changed, because sometimes things don't change, especially for us older folks, because we remember when things were different than they are now. So it can be a very interesting conversation, and it's just our perspective, the perspective of women from different generations.
Yeah, when you mentioned that to me the other day, I'm like, I thought it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea. We could have, you know, all four women be musicians then they're in their 20s, 30s, 40s. I mean, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's there are different ways you can do it, but it's about having folks from different areas in life instead of having everybody from the same group.
Right.
Because we all tend to think, like, we all experience the same
well,
things.
I think,
we tend to,
yeah.
That'd be real therapeutic, too.
Because, like, I mean, everyone sitting here, didn't you, I don't know, had to be in when the streetlights went on.
I actually, when she said that, I'm like, I used to remember, and I didn't want to say it out loud, but I used to try to knock them out with a rock.
And say that they were.
Yeah, I'm like, it didn't work.
It didn't come on.
I did.
But you say that to the kids nowadays, and they're like,
what streetlights? Oh, there's streetlights?
What a streetlight.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of things they would say. I used to at one point, and this is not stereotypical, so everybody listen, don't trip. We used to, at one point, we lived down by the railroad tracks.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it because I would run those boxcars. I did not have shorts or pants until I was 13 because I had to wear dresses.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine me swinging out into the river.
In a dress.
Imagine me running boxcars in a dress. And jumping. When you get to the end, you got to jump. But the thick, don't look down. Just keep. So when new people would move into the neighborhood, especially boys, we girls would show them how to run boxcars.
Mm-hmm.
And they all thought, something wrong with these girls. Oh, my God. They're doing stuff that boys are supposed to be doing.
I know.
It was just, it was such a different time. And everybody stuck together back then. I remember, you know, as I got into high school and stuff, boys from different towns, because I was in Lansing, so Jackson and Albion and Flint, all these places around us. And if the guys had disagreements, they would fight hand to hand. Wasn't no guns and all, knives. They would fight, stomp each other, and be friends the next day.
Yep.
They lived to tell the story another day.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so different to see now. Nobody, man.
No. It takes to social media. I
didn't even hear the word gun when I was a kid, you know? And there's just so much that's different. And that's kind of the idea of the podcast. We're going to do, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And everybody's got a different perspective on it.
We'd love to be on it.
So, Ramona, we have a question that we ask all of our
goodness.
Friends.
Pray tell,
and
what is
so
it?
So, what makes you our cool friend?
First of all, the fact that I think we might have admired each other from afar before we actually came to talk to each other, because sometimes you look, because how do you know? And you see somebody, God, I wonder, wow. And then when I started to find out things about you guys and how cool you guys, and what I really liked about you was the way you dressed.
And why are you? Because you are a cool friend, because you just are.
She's so cool. We were out one night, and a woman walked in the, the bar, and I am not, because it's a podcast, I'm not going to be able to really imitate it, because I'll blow the speakers. But she's like, is that Ramona Collins? Is that Ramona Collins? Is it. And I looked at Ramona. I'm like, Ramona, do you know that girl? And she's like, no. Well, this woman came up to Ramona jumping up and down very, very high, very fast, wanting to meet Ramona. And it was just so cool to see. And another one of our vocalist friends were there. And she was like, well, I think she was drunk because why didn't she say anything to me? It was so funny. But what was really cool about it was that just looking around at your fan base, because it was not an older person, it was a younger girl and woman, whatever, and just seeing how much she was so excited to actually meet you. And I think that's super cool.
It really is. You know, and the thing I admired about you guys too, I mean, anybody's in business with another person, one person, 10 people, however, the way you guys interact with each other, you know, and you know, I'm sure there are days where we have, I never want to see her again. But, okay, I got to go in.
We haven't gotten that far.
I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying. That's
I get on Wendy's nerves. Wendy doesn't usually ever get on mine.
You've got to be lying. I get on my own nerves.
You don't get on my nerves.
I'm looking at what you're doing with Hip to the Groove and stuff and how cool that is, that whole vibe of the place and the people that come in there. And it was really on display when you have, you know, First Friday in Sylvania, and people come in, and then some of them come in knowing what exactly they're looking for. They heard you've got that kind of stuff, you know, when they come in, you know, and then you're doing so much stuff in the community. And any women that are in business, especially if they're partners, I always admire that because some people think that women can't get along, and we can.
Yeah, and business can be tough for anybody, but you're right. You're right.
You know, but you guys have proven that that's not always the case, And I just admire you just for being cool, caring about other people, and caring about me.
Well, ditto.
Aww.
Same
Love
back
you.
At you.
Don't make me cry up in here.
I know. Well, thank you so much. Will you come back?
Nope.
Oh, never again.
I have prior commitments.
You probably do. Yes, I know. I'm going to start. I know. I have a few of your dates are just written down for me.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys for asking me to do this. This is very nice. This is a wonderful venue. And the idea that people are doing this more and more and people are being able to share ideas and thoughts and things like that. And I think that's cool. And that should continue. So
I agree.
Thank you for thinking of me. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We're off to the bar.
Let's go.
Thank you for joining us today on Hot Topics Cool Friends. I'm Lori.
And I'm Wendy.
We would like to give a special thanks to
Chris Pfeiffer, our executive producer,
and Gary Wagner, who wrote and produced our music.
If you guys have any questions or comments and you want to listen to more of these wonderful episodes, head on over to wgte.org/coolfriends or anywhere you stream your podcast.
And remember
to thank your local business owner
and go out and hear a local musician.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.